Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. Let us start the Mishnah. Ein Sheichtim Loi L'Seich Yamim Loi L'Seich Nahorais. A person shouldn't shecht L'Seich Yamim the Loi Leimru L'Sora the Yama Koshachit. It seems if they have a disorder used to shecht to the Sar of the Yam, and they shechted by shechting l'soich hayam, so therefore, a person should not do such a thing that it's nire that he's shechting to the sar shal yam, loy l'soich nahores, loy l'soich hakele, and he shouldn't shecht in a keli, shelo yaimru mekabel dom lavedus kechovim hu. He's mekabel the dom to be zayrik the dom later. So Rashi says, Guma, it is a hole, a pit. This was a type of a furrow that used to accumulate water. There's no problem. And uge shamayim with water in it is no problem. There is no sorry shel yom shel no, and there's no problem. On the side we have a girse from the oruch, not the agan shamayim asafo miloshin vayosim bagonais. It's a keli with water. And there, the heter is, even though we said, v'loy l'soich kelim, because it would seem that his intent is to be zeirik the dam, but if there's mayim in the keli, it's a agan shel mayim, so the dam is diluted, so it's posel is rike, so there's no problem. Ubisvina al gabi kelim. And if a person is in a svina, so he has a problem. In the svina, he can't shecht in the svina, the whole svina will become meluchlich bedam. Leidach gise, to shecht betoich hayam, is, we have a din, and shechtem leila seich yamim. So the eitze is by a svina, al gabi kelim. He can shecht al gabi kelim. Yochel lishchait al gav hakelim. That means he turns a keli upside down, so that elevates the mokim. And he puts the behem on top of the kelim. Vadam sheises l'soich ayom. And then the dam will run from the top of the kelim into the yam. He puts it on an angle. He elevates the behemoth, and so the dam that will be shaises from the behemoth will go indirectly into the yam, from the top of the keli into the yam. So already this is not nireh that he's shaychet l'seich hayam. So this is permissible. So he accomplished that, did not dirty the ship, and v'aval pi kein, it's not l'seich yamim. Ain't shechtim leguma kol ikya. One is not permitted to shecht in a guma, into a hole, a pit. This was from the chukes, from the minim. So there's a din b'chukesem leisei lechu. Ain't shechtim leguma kol ikya. Avoloisa guma b'seich beisai. So the mission is difficult, and the Gemara is going to tell zech on this. Here it says you're allowed. Now Rashi says, why is one not permitted to shechten a gume? Mishum shehu chay kaminim. They say tzedakim, that was put in by the censor. Shehu chay kaminim lavoides kechavim. And perhaps, I think others bring that together of a chayk is that it's b'li tam. If there was such an inyan, that the minim had such an inyan, to shecht in a gume. So memele, if a person shechts in a gume, is oive b'chukei sayim lo yiselecho. That is this case. So we have a problem how the shtims with the reisha in shecht in legume. Here it says, aber lo yiselecho b'shecht bay, so we'll see in the Gemara. U'bishuk lo yasekein, when the shuk, he should not be shaychet legume, shelo yechake es haminim. Yachzik yedeim, Rashi says, b'chukei seyem, yechake loshen chakdeyev chukim, dvorim b'li tam, so they'll be mechazik, they're chukim. Zogte Gemore, en shaychetim loyle seych, Maishna l'seich yamim d'loi, d'omri l'sora d'yame koshochit. That he's shechting for the sar of the yom. L'seich uga shomayim eva guma with water, nami omri l'babua koshochit. He's shechting for his reflection. So, other, they bring down from the Rambam. The Rambam says pshat that they were oivdi avaydezorim that said there were two rishuyes. There was one rishus that created the chaymer of the person. There was a second rishus that created the tzura of the person. The person comes in, there's a chaymer and a tzura. So memele, when they looked at their tzura, so they and they shechted to that tzura, that was to the avodah zara that made the tzura. They had to look at the tzura, appreciate the tzura. Brothers say in the back, they were over to the reflections of a person. So memele, so the Gemara asks, so just like there's a maris eye and the people might think he's shechting l'sori shel yom, so he's shechting to the reflection he sees. Speaking about muddy water, there's no reflection. That way he said, Ugo, Shalmaya means muddy water. So Mamelo, there's no reflection. Libabua, Parzev Shaloi, others, Davis, Seil Shaloi, Siloi, Anira Bemayim. Akurim lamintil bubabu, you can't recognize a reflection in the muddy water. Ein shaychtin legume, va'amret, then it says, abo shaychet, blaise gume besech beise beshvil shi konis adam lesech. Va'amret, ein shaychtin legume klau, now all of a sudden you say make a gume in the bias. Omar Abaye, Reisha Begumesh Abishuk. Reisha is speaking about a Gumesh Abishuk. Now, I think that there is Chaim is Mavaya, according to Rashi, that Abaye held that the Gedder of Bechukei Seim Loisei Leichu, which is speaking about Anissa de Reisha, is speaking about when one is doing something that is a chayk, that means it's not al piseichel, but this is the chayk ha'akum. So then that's a issa b'chukei sem leiseleichel. But if we can understand that the purpose of this pa'ula is not l'shem chayk, there's a purpose for it, so this doesn't go into b'chukei sem leiseleichel. Therefore, if a person is shechting in his house, So there's a reason why he's making a guma, but the house shouldn't get dirty. I mean, that's very understandable. So even though the goyim, they shecht l'seich guma, the goyim shecht l'seich guma, that is, the goyim shecht l'seich guma, that is, they're doing a pule without a cheshbon. That's a choich. But here it's Nike, he's doing it because he doesn't want to get his house full of dam. So this is not the chukei seim leisei leichu. If a person makes a gum and the shuk, this is a kasha. It seems bizmanei and people did not bother what the shuk looked like. The shuk bastamba wasn't too clean to begin with. So there was no legitimate reason to make a guma in the shuk, that the shuk shouldn't get dirty. That was not a bisman chazal. It seems that wasn't a problem at all. And he's making a guma. So what do we see from that? We see from he's making a guma. There's no legitimate reason why he's making the guma b'shuk. He's making it because of he wants a shecht in a guma. So therefore, that's pshat. So, Bishuk, it's nira that he's doing this als choyka akum. You don't see that there's no legitimate reason why he's doing it. So therefore, there's taka also, ababayis, it's mutter. Omalei rove, vomidiktoni seifa, ubishuk lo yasekein, one is never permitted to shecht in a gume, even though one can attribute that the reason why he's shechting in the gume is that the house shouldn't get dirty, but since this is a choyka akum, he's not allowed to do it. Now it seems Rashi holds, and if he does it, he's Ivan, he said the Raisa, but this is Chukei Seyem, and even though I can explain this Pu'ula, that he's doing it for a different purpose, this is Chukei Seyem Leisei Leichu. If one wants to make sure that his Chotzer should not get dirty, so he has a problem. Keitzadu Oise. So he makes like a furrow outside of the gume. And he shechts over there. This is not the toicha gume. So this is already not chukei seyem. The chukei seyem was to shecht in a gume. He's shechting outside of a gume and it trips into the gume. So mamela, there's no problem over here. This is not their chay. Ubishuk lo yasekei. But bishuk, that is also also shloyechake es amina. That means in the shuk, people will not see accurately what he's doing. They see he made a gume, which is really not necessary to do in the shuk. People were not careful of the cleanliness of the shuk bismanayim. And people won't chap that he made Mokim chutz l'gumah, they will not realize this. So this is also altmaras hayim. So the bias and the shuk is speaking about, the reish of the Mishnah is speaking about, if he makes a gumah, then there's an isa deraisa. This is b'chukei seim leisei leichu, even though I'm not doing this because of al shchayka akum, but that's the isa of chukisem leiseleich. Later, bebayis is muta, he shechs b'mokim chutz l'gum, and it trips into the gume. And b'chutz, this is also asa. B'shuk, this is also asa. Because it is not nika. Kol ikav afilu babayis, Rashi says, the merzi keminik minim. This is, so it's chukei seyem. So now the Gemara goes and brings a raya to Rav. Tanya kebosi davo. Oy mahalach besvine. Ve'ein loy mokim besvine lishchait. So he has a problem. He can't shecht on the svine, or make the svine full of dam. He can't shecht over the svine, because then that's we see, he can't shecht the seich hayam. So what does he do? Moitzi yodoi chutz lo svine v'sheichet, v'dam sheises v'yeichet al deif tia svine. That he shecht in such a way that the dam does not go directly into the yam. It runs on the doifen asvine. So really that's not nire that he's shechet l'seich hayam. It runs in from the doifen into the yam. Ben shechet l'gume kolika. You can never shecht in a gume. Baroitze l'naka chatzei. A person wants to make sure that his chotzer should not be meluchlech, keitzad hu oise, oise mokeim chutz legume, so he has a place outside of the gume, v'sheichet, v'dam sheises v'yoyed legume. V'shuk lo yase kein, mishum shenema v'hu keseim lo yise lechu, v'im oso kein tzorech b'dika achov. If a person does this, one needs bedikah because this is already a very suspicious action. It seems like he's mechazek the chukim of the goy, even though it seems he's speaking about that he made a mokim chutz legume. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Al deifnei asvina, midefnei asvina lemayim." Lenake, lenakeis, mokim charitz cotton, he makes a small indentation outside of the gume. B'shuk layase, shem odam chosh lenaker es hashuk. So memele, so here even chutz legume is also also. B'dika achav, shem aminu la'avedes keichovim. If this is a modern mice, why is he making a gume in the shuk? It's V'yibodlu mipito yimiyena. Let us see Rashi. Taisvis. Ein shoichten l'soich ha-gume. Ayma rabbeinu tam. Kahaynu gume nekiye. Denire ki mekabel dam la'avodes kechov. So here the rabbeinu tam says that the iser of a gume is like a keli. Just like a keli, it's nire. Like he's mekabel the dam, he's also mekabel the dam and the gume. Kosher dimkei b'loy oisa loy mokim chutz legume gume. So now, why did the Gemara have to say that the bias is mutav? It's chutz legume. Ike takone lenake chatzeroi is another takone. He can make it dirty. He can make the gume not a gume nekiya. So then we'll see clear. It's not the Kabbalah Saddam. Not the way the Rabbi Natam said Pshat, that no, the Tam is, there was a choik to shecht in a gume, and this choik was stuck a choik without any reasonable explanation, and this choik was also a fellow with a gume mole yoko, that the dam would be nislachlich from the yoko. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So we have over here a difference between if a person made a mokem chutz legume. So we said that in the shuk, this is also asa, people will not differentiate that this is a mokim chutz legume, but the bias, no one sees him, so no one sees him as nishkefelach. Artosis akasha afu gav da omar rav kol mokim sheoschu chachomim neimares ayin afilu bechadrei chadorim osam. So Artosis akasha, how does this stem with rav? we say that even though he makes a mocha in chutz legume, but people, it's a marge sign, people don't chap, it's a mocha in chutz legume, it's going into the gume, people don't chap. But aval pk, the Mishnah says, Babayish, he can do it. No one, people won't chap, he's not, no one sees him. If no one sees him, so mele, you're allowed to do it. Factor Toysus, but Rav said, whenever there's an Isser of Maris Ayin, we don't make Cheshboinis if people are watching and people are not watching. When Chazal made an Isser of Maris Ayin, so Afilu Bechadre Chadorim is also. So Toysus says, no, no. Hainu kemoi shaitchon bechamo. Avoloi kenegedom. Shimoi yeroyim oiso Oysa kein betzine, oyu sham chshad, kmoi bishuk. Avol kan oroyish oysa bebeisa, oyma lanaka chatzere hu oysa. So Taisa says a beautiful terrace. So Taisa says as follows. The chiddush of Rav was, there's a machlokes tanoim. And Rav Paskins, I think like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The din is, what happens if a person's godim got saturated with water? He drenched, he walked out, it was, he got drenched. So, Chazal asked to hang up the clothing. Why did Chazal ask to hang up the clothing in Shabbos? Because you see, clothing hanging, wet clothing, people will not know how they got wet. And they'll be choshed, and maybe he washed it, and he's drying the clothing. So, al tmar esayin, so mamil, you're not allowed to hang up wet clothing in Shabbos. So the Tanakhama says, so don't put it on, don't hang it up lifnei ha'am, because people will say that he washed the clothing on Shabbos. Is this a tmar esayin? Shaloi keneged ha'am, but if no one sees, then the Tanakhama says it's muta. No one sees, so. And Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says it's also. Altmar Asai. And Rav Paskins, like the Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that wherever there's an Isa Mar Asayin, it's also full of Bahad Rechador. So Taisus explains, there the Sfor of Rav is. It means like this. If people see wet clothing hanging, there's a kasha or a chshat, how did it get wet? He fell into a river, let's say. So people, how did he get wet? So it looks like he washed it in Shabbos and he's hanging it up to dry. So be'emison, this chshat is irrelevant if he's hanging it up in the house, he's hanging it up outside. If someone comes in the house and see wet clothing hanging, he also has the same shot. Why do you say hang up wet clothing? Some stomach, because he washed it. So what will be there? He said, no, I'm going to lock the door and no one is going to see. So that Rav said no. When Chazal asked Marisayin, this pool is a pool of Marisayin. That means if someone sees the pool, there's an impression that one gets that he washed clothing in Shabbos and he's hanging up the clothing to dry. So there's no eitzah to lock up the room. When Chazal asked Marisayim, that means this pool is moire that he washed clothing on Shabbos and he's hanging it up. So then it's now to do it b'chadrei chadorim, even though we can be assured no one will see this. That was the Isser of Rav. Because in Chadre Chadorim, you have the same Arisayim. No, the gold and the glick is, no one will see it. Rav said that is not a truth. But if a person makes a mokim somuch legume bebayis, so there's no Arisayim. Why did he do this? You know why he did it? Because he doesn't want to get his chotzer dirty. There's no kasha, there's no maris ayin over there. Napshat is there is maris ayin, but no one is going to see. Afilu, someone will see, there's no kasha. I understand you very well, which you make filthy your chotza. In the shuk, there's a maris ayin, a meshugin there, that no one was careful, it seems, in the cleanliness of the shuk, You see how they were. He's making a gum in the middle of the shuk. This was not, and the shuk was a place where people were not the dagdik and the cleanliness of the shuk. And you're making a gum. That is my Rasayan tak. So therefore, so bishuk, it is also. But Babayis is mutter, because Babayis is no marasayim, there's nothing that is ma'irach shat. Rav asked, if there is marasayim, but you want to make that no one will see this, that is us. Umiyu b'rishalmi yesh, but the Rishalmi yes, this kashan Rav, from our Mishnah, and the Rishalmi says, dach Mishnah poligad Rav meyahi. That our mission is chaylik and rab. And really, Gmos has a mesech to Shabbos and chaylik is tanoim if you chayish pechad rechador. So Yishalmi says, our mission is a stira tera. V'nir eshein asha shalon usay v'kain, midalai hikshim imas nisan l'rab. Why didn't the Gemara, why didn't Bavli yes kakashi and rab? What's been down akashi and rab? And we'll say, it's a chaylik is tanoim. Gemoy shikshim mizuk shebetzavo. That means the Gemara says, there's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos that says as follows. There's a Baraisa, I think, that says that the din is, one is not permitted to put on the neck of his pore a bell. We're talking about a bell that even doesn't ring. It's stuffed. It's awesome. And the behema looks more bekovedik, more Shabbistic perhaps, that it's going out with a bell around its neck. See, not allowed to put it, because when they used to sell behemoths, that's how they used to sell them, that they used to have a bell around the neck, so people see he put a bell around his neck, it's marisai. So one baraisa says, but in his chotzer, when no one sees him, he's allowed to put a bell around the neck of his parah. And there the Gemara asks Akash and Rab, if the pu'ula of putting a bell around the neck is marasayin, so why b'chotzer is a mutter? So there the Gemara answers, it's machlekes tanoi. So if we will say that our mission is also a stira and Rab, here it says that b'bayi is allowed to make a gume, b'shuk is not allowed to make a gume, so why didn't the Gemara here ask the Kasha like the Gemara asks in Masechet Shabbos? So it seems that Bavli learned like Tosfos, that here Bechlal there's no Kasha, there's no Marasayim Bebayis, it's not that no one sees. There's nothing, he's not doing anything that's Moira Rachshad. V'chol hanei deporech l'rab kama de Masechet Shabbos lezoret. There was a baraisa that said a person went and his money spilled out in front of the Avodah Zarah, so there, or he has a thorn that went into his foot, so there the lashon of the baraisa would seem if people, so by bending down to pick up the money, it looks like he's over the Avodah Zarah, by bending down to take out the kite. And in the Lashon HaBarais, it seems to say, it matters if people see him, if people won't see him. So there the Gemara asks Akash and Rav, Umishan Elohu, Maren says, it's a different Shan the Barais, also come up Yishalmi the Poligadarav. So that's the Yishalmi Shita, but probably we see over there, asks Akash and Sanatarit. So it seems that Bavli is chaylik on the Yerushalm. V'hod ha'amah v'peik af al-pi. Zina sh'olu boi kashkashim b'shabbos. They're speaking about a gutter on a roof. And the gutter got stuffed with kashkashim, that's some types of growths or straw. The gutter got stuffed, and the water overflowed the gutter and went on the roof, and it leaked through. The roofs without a proper gutter where there was water accumulate on the roof, so the leak through into the house. So he has to unstuff the tzina, the gutter. Now that is not, this is talking about Shabbos. So it's not a pesazah, poshet azach, to unstuff a gutter, the shayla of tikkun moneh. That means the gutter at the present matzav is not functioning. It's a stuffed gutter. So it says, memachoi beragloi betzine b'shabbos veine chosh. So he walks around the roof and when betzine, no one is, or it seems betzine, if no one's around, so he presses down on this gutter, and somehow the gutter starts functioning again. But you be betzine. So now Taisus has a problem. So what's the maila of betzine according to Rab? That means it seems the fahesia they ask of this, because it looks like a tikkun moneh. Betzine they were mad. So this does not stem with Rav. So Tay says, "Amir diki yisod, ahi nami moi the Rav loyshaych shem chshad, amidarei se shori lemaichel lechatchila b'shabbos." So Tay says, "Amir diki zach." The whole din that Rav said that Rav or Chazal asked, "Mishum maresaim afilu b'chadre chadorim mezosa," that is dafke if people will be choishet him that he's doing an isod diareise. So he's doing an Isra D'Araisis, and Mamela then, like we spoke about the Kalim, he's hanging up the Kalim, the Begodim, in his house, so people will be Choshed of the Sea, they'll think that he washed them in Shabbos. The Choshed, he did an Isra D'Araisis. So if he did an Isra D'Araisis, so then they asked it B'chadrei Chador. Here, whatever he's doing, it's a Tikkun, K'lach Yad. I mean, that's not the way you fix your gutters, by stepping down on it. So it's an Issa D'Rabbanon to begin with. So Memele, so if the whole shot is that he's doing an Issa D'Rabbanon, then Chazal will matter Betzine. Let us go further. Hashaychet l'shem oylo. A person shechts l'shem oylo. So what does that mean? So really, it means gonish mekonish. That means he has a behemah. He's shechting the behemah l'shem oylo. Not he was magdish the behemah for an oylo. No, he's shechting a behemah schulun l'shem oylo. So what is he doing? Nothing. It's ridiculous what he's doing. But it looks like he's shechting l'shem oylo. He says, holy shechting l'shem oylo neshech. To people, it looks like he's shechting l'shem oylo. Some of it was magdish l'oylo. And he's shechting it l'shem oylo. So he's shechting kochim b'chutz. No, kochim b'chutz is also to eat. So even though it's not true, but since it seems like that, so not allowed to eat it. Ashaychet l'shem oylo, l'shem zbochim, l'shem oshem toli, l'shem pesach, l'shem toido, shchitosai psula, Rab Shimon machshel. Rab Shimon is machshel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ashaychet chulin b'chutz. It's really chulin. L'shem oylo. So the kivin, the bo, b'neder, b'nedova. A person really could be magdish and oila on his own accord. A roya oimer, a person who's witnessing this, actual, who magdish, mistama, what's that, he shechtin l'shem oila, mistama, he was magdish it l'shem oila. Magdish it le oila, v'shechta l'oila. V'kotshim b'chutz, and he shechted an oila b'chutz, and v'kotshim b'chutz m'tonim. So people will learn from what they see. To learn a lesson, that means he's shechting l'shem oylo, so mustami was magdish l'oylo, and you're allowed to eat it. So you see, kochim shel nishchetu b'chutz is mutar. Yeah. V'kochim b'chutz metorim, v'gozru rabonim alo, psu, v'chein shlomim. So therefore, that a kilko shouldn't come out, that a person should not derive from this anhogeh, you say that's muta to eat, that kochim shenishchetu b'chutz is muta to eat, so he said it's also to eat. That's Ha'oilo, that's Zvachim, Shlomim, that Zvav and Edra Nedove, so Akaponim, there it is Achshash. L'shem Oshem Toli. So what is an Oshem Toli? Bo al Sofik Chi of Kores. An Oshem Toli is if a person is Mesupik, he was Ivan Issa Kores, he's going base Chatiche Slofono. Person had two chatiches in front of him, two chatiches of fat, one was shuman and one was chaylin. For all chalachas mem, he didn't know anything about it, and he ate one of these two pieces. Ubo eidim ba'omru achas mehem shal chayla ba'isa, one of them was chayla, and you do eiza ochal. Case number two, ishtai ba'achoysa imei ba'bayis, the both of them are on one meter, mistame, we'll see soon. Kisavo shabo al ishtai, he was boil as ishtai. The Roshash is moichik v'nechla. V'lo yodal l'moch al eze membo, sho ishtayim b'mite. Tomorrow he has a sofik, was he boil take ishtai or achais ishtai. V'lo yoye yedeya, is maybe oshem toli, Lahogin mina yisurim. So this Osham, this is a sofik, maybe ischai bachatos. Ischai bachatos? So he's olu that yisurim will come amen. So this is megim mina yisurim. Till he finds out. Ad shivod Elohim choto, vadai maybe chatos, and I bring a chatos. Vugmare porich, so if he says l'shem, so bishlam, if he says l'shem oilo, so that's very good. People might think, what's that he's shechting l'shem oilo? He's shechting l'shem oilo means that he was menadevit for an oilo, and he's now shechting kachim b'chutz. Anoshim toli can only bring, if this is not bo benedem edo, but this is a chayva. But more porich, v'olav nidav nidavu, v'roye yedeh shem b'dvor of klum. She ain't shamal shem tolim kenei mechuyi. Who call the Yisrael? People will know if he was Aiva Sofik Yisakoris. Or Pesach Nami, Big Mora Porich. Why by Pesach? People know you, person can't, have a cold in Pesach in the middle of the year. So Kochoch, they don't know that it's nothing. Rab Shimi Machshe. So Rashi says, Lechayish Lamaris Ayin. Rav Shimon is not Chayish Lamaris Ayin. So Mela, this is a Maris Ayin that people might think that he was Magdashit and it's Kotchim Bechutz. Rav Shimon isn't Chayish. Let us see what Taisu says before we go further. Rav Shimon Machshir, Perish HaKontris, Lechayish Lamaris Ayin. Brivo Meforish Lechayish Klal Rav Shimon Maris Ayin. Not that is a marasayin. The doime, according to Rav Shimon, this is similar to magdish al menas lishchayt b'chutz. That means if we see a person is chutz lazare, and he's shechting a behemah l'shem chulim, l'shem oilo, he's shechting behemah l'shem oilo. So what are you afraid of? People might think he was magdish an oilo. But he was magdish oila to shech b'chutz. Rav Shimon holds if you magdish an oila to shech at b'chutz, it doesn't get kedushas oila. The Rav Shimon letaimei the meforish bepeirik arei ola yisorin arei le oila manasha kriveno bebeis choino. He shech at an oila that'll be makrivit bebeis choino. This was a bias that was a bomber in Mitzrayim. Allah to shecht over there is akriven lo beis hamikdash. So the Tanakama holds it's an oila, and you should be makavit for beis hamikdash. Rav Shimon ha'im ain za oila. V'taimish lo yisnadev kederach hamisnadev. That means if a person is misnadev a kolb, he makes a condition, and this condition is not the condition that this kolb needs. So memele, so the kedusha is mechal. This number pek and menachos when the sochim arei olay mincha lahavi min asayrim. A person was made a nether to bring a mincha min asayrim. There's no such thing.
Rav Shimon Poiter, so he's not, so he's potter to bring a mincha, so he's not, look at that, he's not, when, the atone, but the sefta hacht och, Rav Shimon Machshel, she, in this case, she ain't ki yaitse, but he's not, and Omar Rav Shimon, my mama gai oilu, the sheikh, the baby, a yard in Shem oilu. So my mele, so tais, so the ribo says, a different shad, Rav Shimon, not that Rav Shimon is not chayish lamaris, Rav Shimon holds there's no marasayin over here. The whole thing we're afraid of, he's shechting Rabbeinu b'chutz. We're afraid he was magdishit for noila. So we see he wanted to be magdish and noila lishochtay b'chutz. So it doesn't become a noila. Shnai moichsim besakin b'sheichtin. Echad loshim echad mikaleilu. Echad loshim dova kosher. Shchitos epsul. Hashoychet l'shem chatos, l'shem osham badai, l'shem pchay, l'shem maisa, l'shem t'mure, shchitos ha'ikshayla. By all these things, it's not bob and edom in the dover, so there's nothing what to be choshed in. Zeh ha'klal, kol dover, shenidah v'nidiv, hashoychet l'shmayosa. Because we're afraid maybe he was menader it now, shenidah v'nidiv, hashoychet l'shmayosha. Zot Rashi, Osham Badai Osham Aksham Gzelois Aino Nishbali Sheker Akviris Moment Asham Eilois Asham Shifra Charufe. Why is this called Osham Badai? Al Shem Shosham Toli Bals Fakei Korelei Lahani Osham Badai. Since an Osham is Boala Sofix, this is called an Osham Badai. L'shem B'chir L'shem Maisa. May the Yodi do Shekeru. People know that this is not a Bechoyer, it's not Maisa Beime. The Bechoyer of Maisa may the Yodi Mikamiyachi. If this person was Noila da Bechoyer, if the person was Mafrish Maisa Beime, people know about it. And all of a sudden, we never knew anything about it. All of a sudden, he's Shekhen Yisloshay Maisa. So people know that this is not a Maisa that was Mafrish before. Dilo who shaita. Now someone says taking a baima, making it maisa baima. Lav neafrushinino. The name mahashta kamagdishlo. Zeh klal gemorim meforish lasuyemai dochashvino lekulo. He said all the cases that is bobin neder nedoven, not bobin neder nedoven. So what is he maisiv in the zeh klal? Zot the gemorim ashoichet l'shem oila. So we have in the case an oila is bobin neder nedoven. Like the gemorim. Osham toli bar nidav v'nidavu, Omar Rav Yechanan, Omoni Rav Elozahi, Omar misnadev odom Osham toli b'chol yoyim. Amor de kechidish. Let's see what Rashi says. Bar nidav v'nidavu et miye, b'chol yoyim, she b'chol yoyim hu oimed b'sofik chatos, V'libay naikvay shemachata. That means Rabbi Lazar was machadish. A person can bring a osham toli b'chol yoyim because he was mesupik. Maybe he's even isachatos. V'libay naikvay shemachata umetzino shehichshir akosav osham toli likorev liyachel eiched dohurzik sofik chayt peidim. Vainami anan sade v'chol yoyme b'sofek chayt koi. Now, the Perish Yosef is Moira and Rashi before. Rashi, there's a machlekes tanoim, when do you bring an Oshem Tolik? There's one tana that holds, the only case you bring an Oshem Tolik is if I know clearly there was chaylev and shumen, there were two chatiches, I know there was a possibility of being over on a Issa Chorus of Chayla. I don't know which one I ate. Then you bring an Oshem Toli. What is if there was one piece of Chayla, and I don't know, one piece of fat, I don't know if it was Chayla or Shuman. So one time the holds that you don't bring an Oshem Toli in there, because who says Bechlala was Chayla? There's another time that's Chayla. So the Perish Yosef time is, if the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said, every day, if a person is libay naikvay, every day a person can find himself in a matzav of maybe he did a chet sheyesh bekares. So every day he could bring a yoshem toli. So Rabbi Lezer Zicha holds you don't need chetiche achas mishtei tiche. Rabbi Lezer Zicha doesn't hold you need chetiche achas mishtei chetiche. So that's what this Kakash and Rashi before where Rashi said this. And so Rabbi Lezer holds that there is a possibility that a person could be nichshel in a chet every day. And therefore, if it's Levi Naipa, I can bring an Oshem Toli every day. Misnadev Odom Oshem Toli. If it's Levi Naipa. So Memele. So our mission is going according to Rabbi Lezer. So Memele, we abide to Rachshad. If a person sees that he's shechting L'shem Oshem Toli, so people think maybe that he was magdishit for an Oshem Toli. Because a person, if Levi Naikvai, that maybe it's Evan Issachatos, he was Evan Issachoris, he can bring an Oshem Toli. By Nami Anan Sadi, the Kol Yomi Besopek Chaitkoi, this person could be, this, you don't have Adem, but a person could be in a matzah that every day there's a possibility it was Evan Issachoris, and it is a mokim to bring, we started to bring an Oshem Toli. So therefore, Kiilu, it's tak nakilu, tak abob and adob, misnadev odam oshem toli, libay noikvay. Fakti gemora vayte, Pesach bar nide ve niderhu, the midrash it says, vishech for shayim Pesach, bob and adr and adob, that means, the Gemara ends, the Gemara ends, but it was even the Kabu, you bring a Pesach at a certain month, and Thomas will be shechting a Korban Pesach, so people know Zichar wasn't Magdish Korban Pesach now. Omar Vishaye, Shani Pesach, Oil Vafrosh Shosai Kola Shon. Kula. That means even though that Krov is in Pesach, but you give me Mafrish a Korban Pesach the whole year. So Memele, so there's a chshat. If he's shechting l'shem Pesach, people might think that he was magdish this for a Pesach, and he's shechting l'shem Pesach. That's what Rabbi Shai answered. Omar, yeah, let's see what Rashi said. Zimna kebi, mere Pesach, hilkach, mei de yodik, people know the divrei ruach, and he's shechting l'shem Pesach, people know it's not really a Korban Pesach, who brings a Korban Pesach in Hamus. So the Gemara answered, no, but here about Roshosei kol ha-shone, kol yemais ha-shone roi la-frishoi, la-nichoi at-manoi, hiltach, hashtanami, omri, hashtamavrishlei, so people will say he was mavrishit, because shochit, pesach, b'shah yemais ha-shone, kaim lon de shlomimu, omri kashochit shlomim b'chutz, v'ochilu. Yes, the Mephoshim in the back here skips a said that was Hufrish L'Shem Pesach in the middle of the year. If you shecht it, it doesn't automatically become a Shlomim. Shlomim is dafka by Moshe Pesach. Here you have to be Oichet for a Shlomim. So, the Mephoshim says, Kamu de Shlomim, Uvami Keshach, Shlomim Bechutz, it's not Kamu de Shlomim, it's only Shlomim is Oichet for a Shlomim. Yeah. Zot de Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yanai, lo yishonu elo tminim. That what it says in the Mishnah, if he shechs it l'shem oilo, so he's not allowed to eat it because people will think attacker was an oilo, that's tafke, if it's not a balmum. Aber balimumim mei de yedi. A balmum, everyone realizes that it can't be a korban. Not an oilo. She can be magdish a balmum. Rabbi Yechon Oma afilu balimumim nami zimnin derom olay midi amumev lo yedi. It could be it's a balmum, but could be the mum is not visible to the hamayna. So if he's shechting it l'shem oilo, so people, maybe there's some dirt or wool covering the mum, And people will not know that it's a Balmum, and people will think back and it was Magdish for an Oila. Let's see what Rashi says. The may the idea the Meshakim Lenofi Krumim, and people know he wasn't Magdish, he can't be Magdish a Balmum for Kom. The Rami Midi Abmum is a Mom says, no, there's still a Chash. Could be, we have to be afraid of that. Even though it has a mum, maybe the mum is covered. She hey nichse b'semer b'tit. Rechazile, people won't see the sovitamu. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a fila by a bal mum. One, if one shechted it for a shlomim or a, for a noile, so it's also because people will not realize that it's a bal mum. Hashechet l'shem chatos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Loishanu al sha'inay mechuyev chatos. That is dafke, if he's not mechuyev chatos, the Mishnah says he shech lo shem chatos, since chatos he can bring benedove, so the bayim is mutter because people know he can be just, some of the plopling he shech lo shem chatos, but it's zich not a chatos, because a person can make a kolben chatos if he's not mechuyev. So it's Omar Rabbi Yochanan Loishono Sheinem Mis Mechuyev Chatos. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that the Shechita is kosher, that Tavke is not Mechuyev Chatos, so then everyone will realize Tzicha wasn't a Chatos, and they won't say this is Kodshim Shanish Chetu Bish Mechut. Avo Mechuyev Chatos, but what if this person is Mechuyev Chatos? Eimo Lishum Chatosi Huwa Yisa. So maybe there, it should be also. That means people might think, they knew he was Mechiv HaChatos, now he's Shechim L'Shem Chatos, maybe it was Magdish L'Shem Chatos. Zok te gemole v'leikoma L'Shem Chatosi, omar ababo v'oima L'Shem Chatosi. That means you have to say L'Shem Chatosi, and he said L'Shem Chatosi. So if he was Mechuyev HaChatos and he says L'Shem Chatosi, then we have this memory of Yochanan, then it's, you know, I'll teed it. If he wasn't Mechuyev HaChatos and he said L'Shem Chatosi, so people know that it's, the words don't make sense, and then there's nothing but to worry about, people will not be toilet eating kosher b'chutz. What does Rashi say? Loi shanu al shayni mechuyev chatos. Loi oma inshi hashta. The people will not say hashta mafrish lo. The chatos lav benedel u benedov osu. Voho loi choshe rabon adul maman bechosi sama mechuyev chatos u. Da hu kol le isloi. If a person is chay vachatos, people know about it. Mi shabo li yodoi dvar avere bishoygeg. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi. Rashi says like this. The Gemara said, if he's Mechuyev HaChatos, then he said, L'Shem Chatosi, so then it's also Bachila, because people think he was Magdish for HaChatos. But that's after he was Mechuyev HaChatos. He wasn't Mechuyev HaChatos, and he says, L'Shem Chatosi, people know that it's nothing. It can't be mafresh achatos and chayv achatos. Correct, Rashi. Correct, Rashi. Let's be afraid, even though he wasn't mechuyev achatos, but people might think that he's mechuyev achatos. So Rashi says, no. If a person's mechuyev achatos, people know about it. How do people know about it? I'm going to look at Rashi. Mi shebo liyodei dvar avere b'shoigig einei mechapa oleo kidei sheyizbayish umiskapa loy. I'm really like Rashi. Rashi says, let's say a person was, by mistake, he was boirer in Shabbos. He was boirer in Shabbos, he took the bones out of the fish. Zelus mitai choichu. Chaps, what did he do? He was mechalo Shabbos. So tell everybody, hey, Rachmanus, I know what a Shabbos I have, Machalo Shabbos, the Shabbos I have to bring a Chatos. That's, and why does he tell everybody? Other Rabbi, she becomes his Bazet. And so take off the Chaymer of the Chet, pushes a gewaltige Sache. Miskapala. And since no one heard about that he's chayav achatos, he don't think that he was chayav achatos. The Magen Avraham is a kasha on this Rashi, the Gezach. It seems a person was even a very b'shoigik, he used to be mefarsimet. So like the Magen Avraham, the Pasuk says, Ashrei nesui pesha kesui chato, this is what the Rabbi Kevege brings down the Magen Avraham. A person should not be mefarsim chato as shoigik. Shouldn't be mefarsim your chatoim. So like the Magen Avraham. So the Chassam Sofer, the note says, he says, the Baal Memre is Rabbi Yochanan over here. Rabbi Yochanan holds a Masechta Shabbos that Hizid V'Lav V'Shogag V'Koris is also called a Shogig. Can you bring a Chatos? Now, that's called don't be a Mefalsim. I mean, what Rabbi Yochanan was Machadish, a person knew you're not allowed to make a light on Shabbos. It's Mavir. But he didn't know this Koris. He thought there's only a Malkis, not Koris. Koros he's scared of. Malk is not scared. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this person is called a shaygik. If you would have known this Koros, he would not have done it. This man is called a shaygik. Such a chet, such a shaygik, don't be mefarsim. Because he's bragging about, you know, I went and made a light for Mazen and Shabbos. That's not a covered Shemayim, because he's saying that he did something for Mazen, that you should be mefarsim. But if a person was taka shoygik, he didn't know the aloche that called bayra pseilus in taichoichel, that you could be mefarsa. I like to say over a meirdike maral diskin, the Gemara, Mesech de Soite, first I can mention the Gemara, then I'll say over the vote of the Maral Diske. The Gemara, Mesech de Soite, the Gemara says that, why were they misakin tefillah b'lachash? Why were misakin tefillah b'lachash? That if a person wants to be misvada b'teich tefillosoi, so everyone that was loud and he'll say his chatoin, become misvada, misakin tefillah b'lachash, he shouldn't be misvada. The Gemara says that the Makor of Chazal was from the Torah. Well, the Torah was chas on the covered of a chaydei. Why is it that you shecht an oila betzofen and you shecht a chatos betzofen? Why both are betzofen? Because if only a chatos would be betzofen, you have to imagine a person, remember he was boirer in Shabbos, he brings a chatos, he comes to the Beis Hamidrash, she's standing betzofen by the shchita, you have thousands of people there, oh, yeme elechi, he's standing betzofen, what? Ooh, what? The Bezhenis will be Meredik. So they said, no, Yishecht an Oila also betzofen. No, an Oila, they're all, the stomach, Yishechting an Oila, so, I'm saying he doesn't get red, he doesn't get embarrassed, Yishechting an Oila. Rek the Gemara, what do you mean? Who are you fooling over here? The Achatos is an Akeve, an Oila is a Zochel. Now you'll see he's standing with a behemoth. You can see that he's being makrev achatos. So Gemara says, he brings a keves is a tail, a big tail. So you can't, from the vitamins, you can't tell if it's a zocha on the keves, it's a big tail, it's a meila. Like the Gemara, that's good if he brings taka a kibsa, it's a meila. But what if he brings a seira? If he brings a seira, some meila, then everyone's gonna know about it. I mean, he's bringing a seerah, then you can tell whether it's in a cave, and he's standing there, and it's in a cave, and it's not an oil, so it's busy. So the Gemara says, Hossam either kamichsif namshay, he's being bavas himself, the boy leila suya kipsa. He should have bought a kipsa. He's bavas himself. I mean, the Torah took care of his covenant. He wants to be bavas himself. No problem. So the Maradiskin says, he says, Amurli Kazach, when the Parsha speaks about Achatos, speaks about a Kibso, it speaks about a Seiro. Says yeah. It says like this. So this two it says Ayhoidel of Chatos Shachoto, Heavy Kabone Siris Isim, and it says the Seder how you make the Chatos. Then it says the Chippa all of our koyim venislachloi. Kein will be mechapa, then he's lachloi. Vim keves yovi kobonoi, right to the same seder. Vechipa olav akoyim al chatoso yasher choto venis lachloi. By Yesir it says, vechipa olav akoyim venis lachloi. And by Akivsa it says, vechipa olav akoyim al chatoso yasher choto venis lachloi. So the Maraldiskan Amir de Kezach. If a person brought a seira, why did he bring a seira? And he came back when he knows he's going to see thousands of people watching. They see it in a cave. He's red like a beet. So therefore, by Asire it says, "V'chipper olav akoyin v'nislach loy." Not al chatos eshachot. Everything. V'nislach loy for everything. By a kibso, no, there is a third name. I was thinking about his covered also. Fine. There, the chippah will come al chatosia, and that chat will be niskapa, but all other chatoim, so fakirti won't be niskapa. So, shtetach amoyra dikazach. And fakirti, Rashi says, oh, a person did a chat, he wanted to get bezyonis, kidei, shreva kapore. So, memela, so if he did it, people would zicha know about it, so kochi wasn't chayvachata.